Tomorrow marks the anniversary of the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center. Now, 13 years after that attack, rebuilding at the 16-acre site is near completion.
The September 11th Memorial and Museum are now fully open, and two office towers are set to be completed by late next year. Media and technology companies are joining financial firms in leasing space in the rebuilt World Trade Center. It's the subject of a Bloomberg Best from our New York Bureau and real estate reporter David Levitt.
You've gotten to the point now where there is now a substantial community there. There is construction that has gotten to the point where buildings are open, buildings are going to be open. The memorial and the museum are pretty much complete. You can now go on the memorial site. You don't have to go through fences, which was a big revelation to me because, you know, since 9/11, it's been all about perimeters and fences and construction barriers and stuff like that. And now you can actually go on at least 8 of the acres that are there. Doesn't matter if you're there to mourn somebody or be a tourist or just go across the site to get to an appointment. You're free to walk on that. And over the next 12 to 18 months, more of the essential elements of the redevelopment are going to be completed and are going to open, and that feeling will widen.
Indeed, a vibrant residential community down there now, a vibrant commercial real estate community down there, the degree of which I suppose depends on who you talk to. But contrast that to the months right after 9/11. There were a lot of questions in this city about whether people would ever return to Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, well, I think there was, you know, the Mayor Giuliani said the entire 16 acres should be a memorial. There's no rule book for, you know, when a entire section of your city is obliterated in a single day. I think there was some naivete that it was going to be easier than it actually was. But it took a lot longer than they ever expected it to. But it's finally gotten to the point where there's tangible result.
Now, you focus on commercial real estate then. For people beyond New York City, give us a sense of how far Lower Manhattan has come.
Well, downtown has been the beneficiary of a trend that we've seen in real estate, really in major cities across the country, which is that tech and media and social media and advertising and creative industries have become the driving force in New York. And first, all those firms concentrated in an area we call Midtown South, is all those trendy neighborhoods, Chelsea, the Meatpacking District, Flatiron, and they kind of all jammed into that area. Google is there, Facebook is there, eBay is there. Now that area has the lowest vacancy rate in the country, and rents that are pushing Midtown for like as high, you know, in terms of the cost. So this has been good for Lower Manhattan. Basically, B space is pretty much almost gone in Lower Manhattan. You can't get a deal for $30 a foot anymore in Lower Manhattan. And there have been companies that have taken advantage of large vacancies left by financial industries like Time Incorporated, like Bank of New York Mellon, like Revlon, Hudson Bay, the department store chain, that are coming to Lower Manhattan and taking large chunks of space. This has created a momentum down there, and rents are going up, vacancies are dropping. It's certainly a positive trend for landlords.
Bottom line, though, is signed contracts, signed leases on the part of landlords. The biggest tower in the Western Hemisphere in Lower Manhattan, how far along is it in terms of leasing?
Well, it's 58% was the last number that we got from them. They just did a deal with the broker that's actually helping them to market the space, Cushman & Wakefield. So the building is about 58% marketed. The last few deals they've done have been for single floors. They've been for 10,000, 30,000 feet at a time. And we're talking about a building that has over 1 million square feet left to rent. It's going to be a challenge, even in this hot market, to have that much space to rent at a single time is going to be costly and it's going to be time consuming.
A challenge because of economic conditions that we're facing in this country right now?
Well, the microclimate of New York's economy is certainly stronger than the rest of the country, and that should help. But it's just that, you know, they're looking for market leading rents. You know, there's a feeling now, what used to be called the World Financial Center across the street from the World Trade Center, where they were able to charge rents a little bit lower, and Time went there and Mellon went there. That area is now pretty much sold out. So now the Trade Center space is the only game in town. And we're seeing them taking small steps toward a more full tower.
Bloomberg real estate reporter David Levitt joining us from our New York bureau.